Could rubberized roads be the future? The city of Ann Arbor, in collaboration with Michigan Technological University, is testing rubberized asphalt in two streets this spring. The city will use a special asphalt made with recycled tires. It's an application that has the potential to extend asphalt life, significantly lower greenhouse gas emissions, and improve the user experience on Ann Arbor roads. And joining us to talk about this is Nick Hutchinson, city engineer with the city of Ann Arbor. How did all of this come about, Nick?
It actually started through Michigan Tech. They approached us with a grant opportunity, and so we've partnered with them. They'll be doing some research and some studying on the pavement when we put it down, and we get a little bit of a discount on the cost of placing it.
Okay, so explain to people what roads are made out of right now and how this is very different.
Sure. Roads right now are made out of, most of our roads in Ann Arbor are made out of asphalt. And that's a black tar material with sand and gravel mixed in with it to make an asphalt pavement. This is the rubberized asphalt is very similar, but it uses a very, very finely ground rubber from, like you said, recycled tires, almost like a powder, and replaces some of the fine sand and some of the what we call the asphalt cement, which is the black tar stuff. And it makes that pavement a little bit more resilient, resistant to cracks, and weathers a little bit better as well.
Does that mean that you won't have to repair or replace it anytime soon compared to the current asphalt?
Yeah, it should last. In theory, it should last a little bit longer than a typical asphalt pavement. Maybe I think it was like 10 to 20% longer, something like that.
Okay. And then this is also more sustainable, I understand. How so?
A lot of different ways. The primary one is that, we're reusing materials that otherwise would go into a landfill. So this project that we're going to be paving here this spring will repurpose about 2,000 used scrap tires.
Wow.
Go into this pavement. So that's the biggest advantage, is being able to use materials that otherwise wouldn't be would otherwise be going to landfill.
Well, that is fantastic. But I want to know, from a driving perspective, what is it going to feel like to motor on down a rubberized road?
It won't feel much different, actually. I don't think users of the road will notice all that much different. In their day-to-day use of it. You can think of funny pictures of road, the cars bouncing down the road, but it's not going to be like that. It'll be very similar experience.
As a city engineer, Nick, what are some of the biggest problems you have when it comes to road repair in our community? The first thing that comes up in my mind is the fact that we have four seasons. We've got all the wetness, we've got the snow, of course, the salt on it, and that just pounds it, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we're in kind of the sweet spot, if you want to call it that, of freeze thaw. In the late winter, early spring, we get a lot of freezing. You know, it freezes, it melts, it freezes, it melts, and that really wreaks havoc with the roads. So that's why we see so many potholes in the spring. That's probably our biggest challenge, is just the climate that we're in.
Do you anticipate less potholes then by using rubberized road technology?
Hopefully, yeah. It is supposed to be more durable, so it'll be interesting to see over the years how it weathers.
Wow, that'll be welcome relief. Are other places doing this? I mean, how novel is this?
Other places are doing it. In fact, the County Road Commission, they just did a project with Michigan Tech last year. And it's becoming more and more common, and it is something that's being pushed by the industry. They're trying a lot of different projects along here, around the area, hopefully it's something that we'll see more of in the future.
Is there a cost savings to using this product rather than traditional asphalt?
Well, in the short term, it's actually a little bit more expensive to put down. It requires additional material, the ground rubber, and also requires additional equipment at the plant that produces the asphalt. And so they have to bring that equipment in special to do that. So it's a little bit more expensive when it goes down, but in the long term, the life cycle cost of the pavement, being more durable, it should be longer before we have to do maintenance on the pavement. So in the long run, it should be a cost savings.
Oh, that's interesting. So what about your road crews who are doing this work? Is there anything different they have to do with rubberized road technology?
It goes down very similar to regular asphalt. It goes down hot, and then it has to be rolled with a roller to compact it down, and smooth it. They have to do some things a little bit different with that. They've got to wait a little bit longer, let it cool a little bit more before they can get on it to roll it. But other than that, the construction is very similar to a regular road.
Oh, that's great. Any technology out there that would allow us in wintertime to have that snow melt instantly on the roadways? Is there anything that's being worked on in that regard?
It does exist.
Really?
There are places where you can put heating elements under a pavement. I don't think that would work on an asphalt road. I've seen them in concrete roads. Like I know the ride at the Blake Transit Center downtown here has heated elements under the concrete. But to put that in an entire road system would be extremely expensive.
Nick Hutchinson with us. He is city engineer with the city of Ann Arbor, and you're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station 1290 WLBY, the Lucy Ann Lance Show. So, Nick, where are you going to be putting this? This is coming up very soon, and how quickly are we going to know if this has been a good move?
Well, we're actually paving this Saturday and Sunday. And we're doing this project out on Oak Brook. That's a road that runs between Ann Arbor, Saline, and Main Street, sorry. It's Oak Brook Drive and then Northbrook Place, which is the little connector that comes off of that and connects out to Eisenhower. So that'll be going down this weekend. It's a long-term game to see, how well this does. It's not something we'll be able to look back later in the summer and say, yeah, it's doing great. We pretty much expect any new pavement to be doing, well for the first few years anyway. So it'll probably be, 5 to 10 years before we really know the
Oh,
benefits.
wow. And why were those two roads selected? They were just up for repair time?
They were up for repair already this year, and when Michigan Tech approached us, we needed to find something with we didn't want to do it on a like a low volume residential street. We wanted to do it well, Michigan Tech wanted to do it and something had a little bit more traffic volume on it.
And how will they be monitoring that? Is this, a long, if it's long term, 10 years, will they stay involved during that time?
I think so. I don't know all the tests that they'll be running on it, but I imagine they'll be visiting the area now and then to kind of review the condition of the pavement and see how it's doing.
This must be why all the construction signs are up along Ann Arbor Saline Road there, I've noticed.
Probably, yes.
Okay. All right. Wow, this is really interesting. And so what would it take to change over to something like this? If this works the way you anticipate, it's sustainable, it allows you to go longer without having to make repairs. Less potholes. I mean, all that sounds great, but then how would the city work it in so that you would be able to do this to all the roads eventually?
Yeah, I think ideally, if it was to become a more prevalent technology that is used more widely out, beyond just Ann Arbor, the asphalt plants would have the technology to be able to produce this on a regular basis. Right now, they're making special batches of asphalt just for this. And having that technology in their plants already would, I would imagine, would bring down the cost a bit of placing it and make it not a special event than rather something more regular.
I know that you have a young college student. Isn't it wild when you think about it, the work that's going on at these universities with students and their professors and these technologies that are being created?
Yeah, no, it is. It is. It's very interesting. As a civil engineer, I've always been trying to keep track of some of the technologies that are emerging. And yeah, it's great to see that that kind of research is happening.
Wow. Well, we'll be monitoring it as well, and I can't wait to drive on it and see if I notice anything different. Rubberized roads. Nick, yep. Great talking with you. Thank you so much. You're welcome on the show anytime, so keep in touch.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Nick Hutchinson, city engineer with the City of Ann Arbor on the Lucy Ann Lance Show. Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.